to the whole show powered by PDC Energy, again live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Happy to have this next guest on the program. We've got an All-American on the program here, a guy that's getting used to being on this watch list, the Ray Guy Award list, Ryan Stonehouse, punter for Colorado State. Ryan, my friend, it's an honor to get you on the show.
Well, thanks, Brady, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, love chatting with you last week to start practice off. And, hey, you know when a team is really focused on special teams? Ryan, you were the first player we talked to start fall camp. So you know that this program is saying, man, we got to fix things up. We got to be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this new staff has definitely made it a point of focus and an emphasis, especially not just this fall camp, but throughout last year. After the season, and you know, special teams, it's a whole team deal. So you know, it's really nice to see Coach Adazio being as involved as he is.
Well, what's that mean to you too? Because a lot of head coaches say, "Hey, special teams is important. We know that." And you know, yeah, it usually is. But a guy like Steve Adazio, it's so important to him that he's the special teams coach. So, what does that mean for you to actually see? Okay, this is one of the most important things to this head coach.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it means a lot to me. I think it means a lot to the guys. You know, it definitely, you can see how much guys are buying in. You know, we all look up to Coach Adazio, and it's definitely it's a really satisfying thing to have your head coach be so involved, and it really inspires you to want to be the best. And I think that's what he's getting out of the guys here, is everyone wants to really level special teams up at Colorado State and be the best in the country.
Yeah, Coach talked about that too. You know, he talked about last year, maybe guys just weren't buying in just to how important it really was. And he said, hey, that's changing now. We're getting that buy-in. Are you seeing that from your teammates? They're all in on the special team side of it?
Yeah, you know, we're working it, and I do see that. I do see that we're all in. I think the most important thing, and to piggyback off of Coach Adazio's comment, is that, you know, you need a lot of team chemistry with special teams.
Yeah.
It's using almost every guy on the team except for, you know, some O-linemen and quarterbacks. So you need a full team buy-in for special teams. You can't just have certain position groups buying in more than others, and having the head coach leading it is extremely important to the success of special teams.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, punter for Colorado State, again named to the Ray Guy Award watch list. You're used to that. Every single year you're on that watch list. How frustrating was it for you? No, I mean, you're such a weapon. You can flip the field for this team, and I know that we're going to be seeing that this season, but how frustrated were you personally last year? You know, the blocked kicks and just coverage, coverage wasn't quite up there. Was that something where you're like, man, I know I can get this thing where we need to be, but like you said, the chemistry just wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right. Chemistry's big, and I was really frustrated. You know, not necessarily with the players, but just how everything was going. You know, we were in the middle of a pandemic. We couldn't get the team together. We couldn't play as a team, as a unit. And we just were all on different wavelengths. And I think that you're going to see a huge change this year in that, as we've been working on it in spring ball and throughout the summer and now through fall camp. And yeah, it is frustrating though. But what I really enjoy with Coach Adazio is that he's really taken a faith in me and, you know, held me to a higher standard, you know, and it's actually a really good thing. And it actually helps my game because, you know, it holds me accountable for certain things in our punt scheme. And, you know, to be quite honest, that's what I need. And that's what our whole team needs, is accountability. And so it's a really good thing.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse again, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, talk to us about your decision to come back, because we all know that you got big things in your future. We all know where that next step's going to lead you. But what was it? What changed your mind? And how much did you think about that process as far as coming back to Colorado State?
Yeah, I mean, I thought a lot about it. You know, I had a lot of different people that I trust and am close with and who I know are honest to me. Give me advice, and the decision came down to a couple of things. First and foremost, I think when you look at the overall right now you see a lot more guys developing at different paces. And I don't understand why it's a negative thing to take another year. Think about it like this. If a freshman redshirts, on the back end, he's getting another year. When he's more mature, he's had built more strength in the weight room, had more game experience, he's gaining an extra year on the back end rather than the front end. And with COVID, I have a unique opportunity to do that same exact thing, gain another year on the back end, more chances to improve on different things, you know, before I head off and get an opportunity in the league. And I think that that's a big thing. I love CSU. I love the fans. I love everything about Fort Collins. And, you know, the decision for me to come back was primarily on the fact that there was a lot of question marks last year. You talk to, you know, scouts, you talk to agents, you talk to whomever close to the league, and a lot of people had no idea where guys were going to get drafted, you know, if they were going to get drafted, where they were going to get drafted. There's a lot of question marks. And so relying on the people that I felt comfortable with trusting was extremely important in my decision to come back. I'm not a big guy on uncertainty. I don't like, you know, when there's a lot of uncertainty and people don't shoot you straight. I think it's important to be honest and to really evaluate where the situation was with COVID. So that ultimately came down to me deciding to stay.
And you mentioned too last week, you know, and it's crazy for me to even hear you say this because you're that good. But you said, hey, there's still some things that I need to work on too. I want to perfect my game just a little bit more, polish it up just a little bit more before you take that next step to the NFL.
Yeah, you think about the NFL; it's pro, it's professional, and you know there's a lot of things that even guys go to the league and are working on currently. And I think, you know what, before I do that, you know, I get another opportunity to play college football. Who wouldn't want to do that, you know? And I get an opportunity to go and refine my skills. I still have a lot of things that I'm working on. Maybe that people say, oh, that's a small thing or whatever. But to me, it's a big thing. And that's why I take pride in everything I do. And I don't take a game or a rep for granted anymore. You know, I may have enjoyed it as a freshman and kind of been, you know, living in the moment and that, but I don't take anything for granted anymore. I enjoy every rep. I want as many reps as possible, and I'm just trying to better myself.
Coach Addazio said last week, you know, a couple of things. He, you know, of course, he talked about special teams and the frustrations there, but he finished saying, I'll bet this team, this unit is going to be electric. Can you talk to us more about that, what you're seeing on the field after, you know, only a few practices, but I know you got the scrimmage tomorrow as well, but are you getting that sense? Are you thinking, man, both sides,
yeah, I mean,
special teams?
Think about the guys on this punt team. You got Trey McBride, you have Scott Patchin, you have Tywan Francis, you have Daquan Jackson. I mean, that's just to name a couple off the top of my head. You know, we have Thomas Panunzio as our gunner. We have, you know, a bunch of guys, newer guys on that team too, that are filling in spots. And Henry Blackburn, electric guys. I mean, you have your top guys on the team on that unit. And that should just show a lot of people that what kind of emphasis we're putting on this unit. This isn't something we're just throwing together. We've taken a lot of time, and there's a lot of accountability within the unit. Before our punt goes out to practice, we hold every person on that punt team accountable for their assignment, their coverage, including myself, location, hang time. Everyone's held accountable on that unit. So that's the important thing, and I think that's why you'll see this punt team be electric. Because like Coach Addazio said, it's the battle of field position. And anyone who knows a lot about football knows that the game is won and lost off field position. And that's a huge deal. We want to be we want to pin him on the 10, you know, to give the defense. So, you know, Daquan Jackson is going to put in even more effort to get him down the 10 because that's where he wants to start his defensive drive.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, take me back, man. When did you start seeing, damn, I'm a really good punter? I mean, what age were you when you started launching that thing? Because we all try it, right? I mean, I remember being in football. I'm like, I want to see how far I can kick it. 5 yards later, I gave up on that dream. What about you? When did you first think, I can launch this thing?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't immediate, I'll tell you that. At Mater Dei, we have a freshman white team and a red team, and I was the red team is the better of the two freshman teams. So I was put on the white team, if that paints a picture for you, how undeveloped I was. I was undersized, just learning how to do it. And I really, you know, my dad's been my coach ever since, I don't know, freshman year of high school, even beyond that. And I started to see, I started to love what I was doing. And so to answer your question, you know, I started realizing I had a talent when I was a sophomore. Even though it wasn't as great as it could be, I started turning over the ball in games, which is huge. And so I put a lot of emphasis on that because, you know, the games are really what matters. So when I go out and practice or I try to do my technique, that's what I'm preparing for the game. I'm not necessarily preparing for practice. So every practice rep I take, I treat it exactly like a game rep because in the game, it's how many balls can you – if you can turn the ball over, you can control the ball. So that's the most important thing for me in this whole thing. So sophomore year of high school, I definitely realized I had a talent. And I guess when I was a senior in high school, I had aspirations to go, you know, farther.
Ryan, what's your relationship like with the rest of this team? And like you said, it's about chemistry on special teams. But, I mean, are you guys all pretty tight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with guys that I've been with here for a while. I have a great relationship with everyone. You know, Ross, obviously a bunch of the specialists I have a really good relationship with. Trey and I have a really good relationship. And the list goes on. You know, we all have a mutual respect for each other, and we all know that there's a goal at the end of this that we're all striving for together. And I think, like Coach Adazio said, that's that chemistry. When you're in line and you believe in that goal at the end, you have this chemistry. Even if you don't even really know the person, you have this chemistry between the two of you that drives either that friendship or that relationship on the field. And that's important. So I have a really good relationship with a lot of guys in the team.
We've talked a lot about special teams. Of course, defense, we're talking about the defensive line should be pretty good, too. And I know a lot of Rams fans, they want to know also about that quarterback position. And just getting a chance to sit down and talk to Toddy Centeio, I mean, I'm buying it. I'm getting excited about it. How have you seen his game kind of transition, I suppose, from last year into these early parts of camp?
You know, I have one word to describe Toddy, and that's leader. His leadership in the last year and a half, you know, since he got here, really is what I'm trying to say. He has really stepped into that leader role, and he's kind of taken that criticism, you know, put a chip on his shoulder, and he's dedicated to what he's doing. You know, you can see it in guys' eyes when they are dedicated to what they're doing. You can see it in Trey's eyes. You can see it in Scott's eyes. You can see it in Manny Jones' eyes. You can see it in all these guys' eyes. When they know and they believe in what they're doing, you can see how their dedication to what they're doing changes. And I see that in Toddy, and I have full faith in Toddy. I know Toddy's going to get the job done, and that's important. I think every guy on the team trusts Toddy and knows Toddy can get it done.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, what do you like to do when you're not launching the ball, man, when you're not focused on football? Because I know you are a studier. You are a student of the game, just listening to you, watching you, seeing what you do. But do you ever take some breaks and get away from the football side, and what is that?
I do, actually. I do. You know, I try to keep my life in an even balance. I really enjoy, you know, building and getting my mind off of things. I think if I could go back, I would have gone into construction management as a major.
Wow.
At CSU. I could redo it. But, no, I built, this last summer, every summer I try to give myself a project. This summer was a little different with training and stuff. I'm more focused primarily on football this summer. But I built out a van that I've been working on. Last summer, that was my project. You know, I bought this van and I built it out and that's what I really wanted to do, and so I've been enjoying doing that. And I built a barbecue in my backyard 2 years ago. So that was really, you know, I've just enjoyed it. Kind of gets my mind off of football a little bit, to be quite honest with you.
That's amazing. Built a barbecue, man. I mean,
we
got to talk about that. That's so, like, what? I don't even know how to, dude, I can barely change the oil in my car. So, I mean, this is fascinating to me. You built a barbecue. You still using it then? I mean, firing that baby up?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's in the, so it's like, it's like a whole grill with like a countertop, all this. It's pretty sweet. But it was nice, actually. I built it in like, I started in like April, May of, I want to say 2019. And it was just nice because I was able to kind of, when I came back from football, get my mind off of it. You know, it helped, that kind of stuff just helps me recenter, you know, doing other things besides, you know, I snowboard, I do a lot of stuff, you know, outside of football and stuff. You know, I'm obviously careful with my body, but at the same time, you know, I really enjoy that kind of stuff. It definitely helps me kind of center myself.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm always fascinated. People like you that can build stuff. I mean, I wish that I had that in me, but I just don't. But hey, how about some pictures at some point? Tweet them out, man. I would love to see
Absolutely.
This grill.
Absolutely, I'll send them your way. I really love doing that. It's a hobby. It's a really nice hobby that I had, and it's been enjoyable. You know, I don't think, you know, being in Fort Collins, it's one of the best towns. I always tell this to people. When I first came here, I had no idea Fort Collins even existed, but I'm blessed and lucky to have landed here. Yeah. Amazing spot.
Well, and I know this is a huge year for you guys. We're talking about all this conference realignment and all that. And if you guys can, as Coach said, put your best foot forward this season, I mean, big things will come. You know, get those eyeballs all over Fort Collins, all over Colorado State. It starts up September 3rd, Friday night football against South Dakota State. I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it, man. And I just want to wish you the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate that. No, we're going to be ready, and I think I think fans should be expecting a different team this year, for sure.
Well, let's do this again, man. Would love to get you on the show. And next time, you can bring some tips. Help me out, Bill. I'd like to build something, man. I don't know what yet, but we'll figure something out.
All right. Well, let me know. I have another summer, so let's do it.
All right, my man. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, man. That's Ryan Stonehouse. That's the Colorado State Rams punter. And I'm telling you, it sounds strange sometimes to say, hey, we're going to highlight this punter. We're going to talk to, you know, really blow this thing up. But I'm telling you, and this is not a bad thing, this Rams team is focused on defense and ball and field placement and trying to get this figured out where, hey, they're going to pin a team back. That's not necessarily a negative towards your offense. But this is going to be a fairly conservative offense. That's just how Steve Addazio rolls. And it will be about field position and putting this defense in the best position to come up with some big plays. So I'm pumped. Yeah, we're talking punting on this show. Absolutely. And I'm telling you, Ryan Stonehouse, he's going to be doing it at the next level. That's cool, too. You can kind of build stuff. You kind of dabble in that, Colfax.
I built a fence this summer.
Did you really?
I really did.
Oh, that's amazing. Like the tall,
yeah,
big,
yeah.
Oh, man.
6-foot fence.
Got that all done?
It's done. It took me all summer.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, come on by.
All right, let's go. So, yeah. Maybe we can get Ryan to bring his grill over.
We'll grill, we'll look at the fence, and we'll admire each other's handiwork.
Just stand there and I can fix stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
But building things, like from scratch, and just saying, I'm going to do that. I was never a Legos kid.
No?
None of that stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't have that in me.
Huh. Mm. I like it.
Mm, barely changed the oil, like I said. In fact, I haven't changed the oil in my car since I left the farm. So that's just, I don't even know if I know how to do that anymore. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's Broncos time. Saturday. This is huge for Drew Locke. Could be one of his final tests. Could be one of his final opportunities. We'll talk about it next.
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to The Whole Show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
I got to give a shout out to Highland Park Lanes. That's where we go whenever we need to blow off some steam, get out there and bowl. The staff here, we like to get together out at Highland Park Lanes. And man, I just, that's a great spot. The food's excellent. Yeah, how many times you go into a bowling alley and you're like, that's really good food. Like, I could see myself just hanging out at Highland Park Lanes and not bowling. I love to bowl, but I could actually go in, sit in the bar back there, you know, have a drink, watch a game, and have some food. Because that's how good they are. They're good at everything. That's Highland Park Lanes, parties, events, and bowling, of course. Yeah, they're in Greeley, West Greeley. Tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Something a little different. Best Kevin Costner baseball movie. Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, or For Love of the Game. For Love of the Game, that's where I'm going on that. But it looks like most of the hooligans are going with Field of Dreams. 50% now saying Field of Dreams. Bull Durham next for Love of the Game. I assumed that was going to be the case. The writers of South Park, the creators of South Park, Colfax, are buying Casa Bonita. It is happening. Can you believe it? What are they going to do to it? I don't know what to think. I mean, it's crazy because they have that episode that's pretty famous when Cartman goes to Casa Bonita. And, I mean, it's they drew it out pretty good. Looks just like it.
Yeah, the cliff divers and the Black Bart's cave and...
I mean, do they...
They made that place famous.
They're not going to change it, I wouldn't imagine, because, I mean,
I doubt it.
The food. You got to fix the food.
You could probably bring that up a notch.
You got to fix the... Did you like the food there?
When I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the food, right? You just go there and you're like, wow, there's so many things.
And free sopapillas.
Free sopapillas.
That has to stay.
That has to stay. Limitless, right? You put that little flag up and here they come. I just remember, because, you know, I grew up 4 hours away from here, so we didn't... You know, we didn't have fast food restaurants. We didn't have a lot of anything. I think we had like two cafes. So when we would come up to stay in Denver, you know, we'd come up school shopping. We'd stay the night in hotels or we'd go to games, whatever. We would go to Casa Bonita. And it was just like this amazing thing as a kid. The line that took forever. I mean, and you had all the little props they had surrounding you in the sections as you're going through the line. You get your tray. Yeah, and, you know, and you get your stuff, and you make that walk, and you're nervous as hell. Like, am I going to drop all this stuff? Holy crap. And then you finally sit down. It's like, for some reason, it seemed like it took hours to get your food and actually sat down.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And then go as an adult, and it's just like, oh, this is interesting. You know, just pop through the line real fast. You grab your food, and you just sit down, and you're just like, man, this was like a magical kingdom when I was a kid. Now it's just, you know, a building. There's some neat things in here still, but as a kid, it was just flat out
amazing.
You couldn't beat it.
No.
But I did go. We actually went like 6 or 7 years ago. That was the last time I went.
Okay.
And yeah, food was... I had just like a cheese enchilada or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what I get.
The cheese is like nacho cheese, man. It's just... And it's like... The meat's a little weird. Yeah, it was... So we'll see. But they are going to... They're going to buy this thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Official, according to the Denver Post, Matt Stone and Trey Parker say they've bought Casa Bonita, that they've already done it. That it is. I thought I read a report last week that they weren't going to sell or whatever, but now they bought it. How much do you think that thing was worth?
I don't think it matters because I just saw a headline that Matt and Trey had a $988 million deal.
Signed with Netflix, right?
Yeah. Or was it Netflix or Comedy Central?
Maybe it was Comedy Central.
Yeah.
They're going to make...
Almost $1 billion. They're going to make movies. They're going to make a bunch more movies.
Oh, my goodness.
Quite a few more seasons. Almost $1 billion deal.
They are Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean,
yeah,
what else do you know Comedy Central for?
I guess it used to be the Today Show.
And they used to play old Saturday Night Lives on there. Old ones, like older. But they don't even do that anymore. Yeah. So, and then they just replay other shows that they're, but their own creation. I mean, my goodness, this has been going forever. I was a kid, little, when this thing started.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the five animated shows, there's like four or five of them that have just stood the test of time. And they just go on and on and on. South Park, The Simpsons, Family Guy, like those three, they just keep going.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But,
good for them.
Yeah. They said, yeah, we finalized paper. This report was written this morning at 10 o'clock. And he said, yeah, about an hour ago. So it's just today. They have to, he said, so, which one? Matt Stone said, so I have to qualify this. Pending bankruptcy proceedings, we've come to an agreement with the owner, and we bought it. I'll be curious, man, to see, you know, what they're going to do. Oh, here they go. The one area, they said this, the one area that we would all love to see an upgrade And I think I speak on behalf of everybody who patronizes, who is actually going to Caspanita, is the food could be a little better. Like I said, I don't even really remember the food, but you just remember everything that, you know, that was about. What was your favorite part about Caspanita? It's the cliff divers?
Probably the cliff diver, yeah. The cave when you were a little kid was really cool.
The cave was so cool.
But then as you get older, again.
Walking behind the waterfall.
Yep.
They had the bridge back there. That's I liked that.
Really cool.
That was awesome. I had a weird thing that terrified me when I was a kid of people that dressed up in costumes and as animals or whatever. Even actors that would come out and be a part of the show. It really bothered me and scared me as a kid. And the guy that was playing Black Bart?
I think it's Black Bart.
The guy that was playing Black Bart dives and then climbs up and jumps over our ledge right by our table and taps me on the head. And I'm like, gah!
What?
Yeah, and then runs away. I was like, I do not like that. Stay away, man. Don't.
That's a little creepy.
That was a little weird. They had the arcade. The arcade that kind of, that was cool.
It kind of tiny.
Yeah, it was tiny, like, but it was like up in this, up in the corner. You got to walk up the stairs. Remember, you just saw this like blue light.
Yeah.
And you'd go up into Caspanita, and then it's like a different world in there. But yeah, it was pretty small. And then you go there as an adult, you're like, there's like five machines here. Why did it seem like it was massive when I was a kid? But yeah, I'll be curious to see what they do with it. 36 minutes after the hour, we'll get to my game of the week coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
If you miss any of our interviews that we do throughout the day, you can always download the podcast. We're everywhere, Colfax. What was it called? Why, I just blanked out. What is the podcast? Spotify, there we go. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Twitcher, blah, blah, you know, all those things. We're available. You can check us out. Go to our website. Easy way to find it. Go to thewholeshow.com or also available at 1310kfka.com. We got all of our podcasts. So we'll have the Ryan Stonehouse segment as well as our Zach Stevens conversation a little bit later on in the show. So a lot of pressure, Colfax. My game of the week, actually, this week. We're getting back to it. Broncos, Vikings, preseason action. I know it's finally here. We had preseason games last night, and you saw average Joe Flacco throw a 79-yard touchdown pass. He's coming for the throne in Philly. Look out! I mean, he just had to go. He turned to his left and dumped it off, and bam, guy's gone. But he's still going. He's still making a living to playing football, so you can't blame him there. Broncos and Vikings, it's a 2 o'clock game. So I was really hopeful that it would be like a night game where I could sit down, but it doesn't matter. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm ready for it. Excited to see what Drew Lock can do. I've been saying it from the get-go. I think it's going to be Drew. He survived everything. All these different rumors, all these different quarterback situations. You know, free agency, trades, Stafford, Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. But he didn't survive Teddy. But that one, kind of, he's about like the same quarterback. Now think about that. They're so even in camp. So does that mean that Drew Lock is actually getting better? Because Teddy was listed as average. I think any expert will tell you that Teddy is middle-of-the-road quarterback. He's not great. He's not terrible. Drew was terrible last year. So if you want to look at that, the glass half full, which I think I'm a glass half full kind of guy most of the time, he's gotten better. And he's young. So, I mean, it's not like Bridgewater came in and is winning this thing outright. He's not. It truly sounds like it's 50-50. So I look at this and say the fact that Drew Lock is staying right there with him, that means he's getting better from last year to this. And does he get even better as the season progresses? Maybe. He's got to do it tomorrow, though. It's a tough Minnesota Vikings defense. Zach told us that we'll probably see Drew play for the first quarter and maybe half of the second. You might as well just play him the whole first half. And then we'll see Teddy either with 6 or 7 minutes in the second quarter, or we'll see him to start the third. We'll probably see Teddy go into the locker room at halftime as well. He'll play a little bit in the second and probably come out of halftime and play. And then Bridgewater will start against Seattle. So I guess whoever starts against the Rams on Saturday, August 28th, we will know who the starter that I would imagine they're going to say, or do they not do that? That's true. I mean, we're only doing 3 preseason games. So are we going to do, you know, normally, Colbs, the 4th preseason game was no starters are playing in that for the most part. You're going to see guys that are trying to make the team. So I'm guessing that all goes into it with the 3rd preseason game this time around. Or do you throw Drew out there because you need more experience? And that'll be a home game. Their only home preseason game. I like the fact they cut it down to 3. Because, you know, and again, it's doesn't really, you know, they would have started a week before or whatever. But, you know, I'm always good with 2 games. 1 game to kind of see your starters and fine-tune. And then the 2nd game, see what you got in some of your younger guys. However, for teams like Denver, 3 games certainly makes sense. These next 2 games will be very important. Perhaps the most important, I mean, is Saturday's game for Drew, is that the most important game of his career suddenly? It's a preseason game, week 1. Because he's not played in any meaningful game. I know his first game was probably pretty important, but, you know, last year had some big ones, but this is for his career. If Drew comes out and he's awful, I think that's it. Zach said, oh, you know, they'll kind of see what happens with Seattle. I think the writing will then be on the wall. Vic Fangio will probably let this thing play out and continue to say it's 50-50. But if Drew comes out tomorrow and absolutely stinks, he's going to lose the battle. Because Teddy, even if Teddy stinks, he still has a track record of being more of a safe quarterback, more of an average quarterback. So you would then weigh that and say, well, Drew has shown us that he's awful last year, and then you pair that with this game. Teddy has had a career of being average. So if you're Vic Fangio, you're going to go Teddy. So I will say this. I thought Drew was going to pull ahead a little bit in this competition by now. He was rocking and rolling over the weekend, and Teddy got himself right back in the mix, so it is truly 50-50. So it does put a lot more pressure on this whole quarterback battle, this whole situation, on this game. Because nobody has stepped out in front of this one just yet. 48 minutes after the hour. Do want to shout out to one of our excellent sponsors. And, you know, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do this show every single day without our sponsors. So places like Mosher Funeral and Cremation Service, who believe in what we do, believe in our sports scene here. They have a simple motto. It's live well, plan ahead. 970-330-6824. Also excellent places like Rev Chiropractic, who they take care of me personally. No Limit Collectibles. These are businesses that I like, that I care about, and they care about live and local radio. So if you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of the station, support these businesses that you hear on a daily basis. 47 after the hour. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's Loveland Day on 13 Days, 13 Teams. Presented by Amco of Loveland. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks, Liquor's bringing us our game beer of the week each and every week. This one's from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins, Tree Shaker Mango IPA. You can pick up selections from Odell's or any of your favorite adult beverages from On the Rocks Liquor. They also have a drive-thru. So if you don't feel like going in, pop by the drive-thru. You can cool off by picking up some alcohol-infused ice cream by La Creme when you stop by. It's fantastic. It's refreshing. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Well, the week in review. I mean, this was our first official week of getting into football, I suppose. Last week we had the Hall of Fame game, but really busting into preseason and college practices, college media days. A couple of takeaways. Let's start. I mean, CU's actually in their media day now in Boulder. Couldn't make it down there today, of course. But kind of my takeaways on this side of things. For CSU, we talked to Ryan Stonehouse. We talked about the punting. Special teams is going to be big. And I know some fans really just like that makes their skin crawl that we're talking about special teams so much because, wait, if you have a great offense, you don't have to worry about punting as much. But I see it a little bit differently. I see Adazio as this guy that's, you know, is going to ground and pound and play the field position game and hopefully the defense can come up with something big. I like that style of football. So we'll see what happens. UNC, they had their media day on Wednesday, hearing from Ed McCaffrey. It is an interesting dynamic, and I like it. It's fun. Ed, son Max McCaffrey now, the offensive coordinator, and of course Dylan, the quarterback. That's the big story. That's a huge story, and it's very unique. You don't see it a lot throughout college sports. So enjoy it, Bears fans. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as far as CU, they're still, according to my guy, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, you know, he said, hey, they're still JT Shrout and Brennan Lewis. That competition is deep, man. I mean, it's tight. 50-50 is what they're in, too. So I thought Brennan Lewis might maybe take away with this thing, but they're in a deep competition there as well. As for the Broncos, they got a lot of other good parts on this team. I mean, if the quarterback play can be average, and Colbs, it looks like that's what it's going to be. I think this team finds a way to get close to the playoffs, maybe a game away. I really do. And I know they're going up against each other. But you are hearing Judy is just annihilating defenders. Patrick Surtain is shutting down receivers. In the joint practice against Minnesota, those were the two guys that stood out. So enjoy the Broncos game tomorrow. Guess what? That game's going to be right here on 103.1 and 1310. As we are now the official Northern Colorado home of the Denver Broncos. So if you're out and about, can't watch the game, we got you covered. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.